on the mall for the 250th. We're going to start it off with Ozzy and the Drum.
Ain't no way it's that empty. This is on the National Mall. We spent $80 million of taxpayer money. All right, everybody, you gotta check this out. Just like everything else Donald Trump touches, this great American fair is falling apart at the seams. We are on day three of his 16-day fair that is funded by our taxpayer dollars to the tune of $80 million. And it's falling apart. The exhibits are entirely empty. The fields have nobody in them. Even the main attraction, the Ferris wheel, ran out of power last night and was shut down all evening. We have melting ice cream. We have not enough tables, so kids are being forced to eat on the ground. And on top of all of that, even some exhibits have a Confederate flag. I mean, it doesn't really matter because they're all empty anyways. But this is the Great American State Fair, and we have the flag of enemies like the Confederate state that broke off of the United States. I want to walk through what's been going on, not only the empty crowds, not only the politics behind it, but even some wild stories that have been going incredibly viral. Like, what about this? MAGA fan accused of masturbating at Donald Trump's Great American State Fair in latest setback for embattled events. I don't even know how I could read that with a straight face, but this is somehow the least bizarre thing that has happened at this entire fair. Like, this might be one of the more normal things to happen at this fair. That is how much of an absolute mess it is. I'm going to not leave this on the screen for too long, but I want to walk you through the entire series of events from beginning to finish because it's been a disaster this entire time. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed to help boost this video. Leave some comments below. And let's just start with day one. On day one, Donald Trump held an opening rally that I covered, and throughout this opening rally, people began to rapidly walk out.
Now the largest producer of oil and gas on Earth, larger than Russia and Saudi Arabia by far combined. And under my most favorite nation agreement on drug prices,
this dude is just sitting there yapping like the entire fair is supposed to be a Trump rally, and it basically is. The entire fair is, you know, underfunded. It's kind of trashy. There's awful music. There's fourth-rate musicians. There's melting ice cream. People are paying $20 for cheeseburgers, $23 for turkey legs, $9 for lemonade, and $12 if you wanted stuffed pretzels. In this type of economy, $20 for a cheeseburger, that's like two Chipotle meals. That's like an entire day, 3 days of groceries. I don't understand why they're upcharging people so much. But I do, because they spent $80 million of taxpayer money, and now there is basically nobody there. Right here, you can see the main field is empty. There is a sparse crowd up front as Donald Trump is taking the stage. It is just an abject failure in every sense of the term. See, the thing is, I don't want everything about America 250 to be a failure. I think it would be cool to have some normal celebration. Adam Kinzinger, who is a veteran, said that he spent many years thinking about the celebration of America 250 in the celebration of the fighting he did for our country, only for this to happen. It's disappointing that this is such an absolute mess. When I think of a great state fair, I think of packed crowds. I think of kids running around, local food vendors with really affordable, great tasting food. I think of exhibits that actually celebrate each state's culture in an atmosphere that feels genuinely American. That's an image that, you know, comes to mind, but it's the exact opposite of what we're seeing here. It's just Trump embodied. Cheapness, underbuilt exhibits, and nobody really showing up. Photos from the event looked rather scarce, and then we get to see more and more videos from inside. Here's a North Carolina exhibit, and I'm going to pause it when we see the Confederate flag. Take a look. Bass Pro Shops car, that's fine. But then this dog, another flag. I don't know how people don't see how fundamentally anti-American it is to hold a flag or to fly a flag of a country that declared war against the United States because they didn't want to be a part of America. Like, you might as well just also fly a Russian flag at that point. Throw up an Iran and a North Korea flag if you're just going to be a traitor to this country. I do not like when people fly Confederate flags. They even used to do it back in my home state of Indiana. And Indiana wasn't even a part of the Confederacy. So at that point, you're just basically saying, I'm a racist. I'm a racist. That's what the Confederate flag says to me. We then learn that the food hall at the Great American State Fair had lost power and all of their food, all of their ice cream had melted. Bro, melted ice cream, the Ferris wheel is down, empty crowds, baptisms were happening. Have I mentioned the baptisms yet? Because the baptisms are some of the weirdest parts of this. Check it out.
Ma'am, I just saw you being baptized here at the Great American State Fair.
I was baptized as a baby, but I got away from the Lord. And then in my mid-30s, he brought me back, Jesus. In the last, I would say, 2 to 3 years, he has stirred my heart that I had to be immersed in water. I came out of obedience, and I know he did something today with me. I felt his joy in my obedience. I saw his joy in my obedience.
Okay. Beyond that, on top of this all, photos from the event show that a lot of the state exhibits not only looked hastily assembled, but some of them had no showcase at all. Some states just had like 2 chairs and then the name of the state on the wall behind it. It is absolutely beyond parody. How about this? John said, "This is the food court at Trump's Great American State Fair. There is nowhere to sit or eat here, or anywhere in the entire fair. Families are literally sitting on the dirty ground to eat lunch." Damn, look at this. This is an entire family just eating on the side with like a cart next to them that they were probably, that the workers were probably using to assemble this. Sparse crowd, nobody really there. And to continue, Gary Peterson says, "The Great American State Fair is where we can spot legends like the godfather of rap, Vanilla Ice, wowing the massive crowds with Raphael the Ninja Turtle. I feel like a mere mortal next to these icons." Wow, I'm a little bit starstruck. What the hell is going on with Raphael? Look at this dude. What is this? This is nightmare fuel. Do not show this to any kids right here. At least Vanilla Ice is there to look slightly more scary in comparison. To continue with this clip, Christina points out, "Went to the Great American State Fair yesterday, so you don't have to. Not a funnel cake in sight. Not a corn dog in sight. No bucket lemonade, no fried Snickers. The only ride is the Ferris wheel. And again, the Ferris wheel lost power for part of Thursday night and Friday night." She said, "It's not that kind of state fair, y'all." To continue with this clip right here, there was some music, at least. I mean, you can say a lot of things about this performance right here, but this is uniquely American. This is very American. Okay, part of me kind of likes the way she's singing that right there. To continue, the Great American State Fair opening day can be seen on screen right now. I'm not going to lie. When I first saw this video, I thought to myself, there's no way this was actually opening day. Somebody must have just like snuck in the day before to check it out. Then I verified the video, the timestamp, the metadata. I realized this is the opening day of the Great American State Fair. Look how empty it is. I'm gonna mute it for 1 second because that music might get the entire video struck down. But just look at this. Look at how empty it all is. This is the opening day of the fair, and there is basically nobody there. This was 2 days ago.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are Cirque Mechanics. We're all the way from Las Vegas. Really excited to be here with the National Endowment for the Arts on the mall for the 250th. We're going to start it off with Ozzy and the Drum.
Ain't no way it's that empty. This is on the National Mall. We spent $80 million of taxpayer money in order to put this together and a series of other events, and this is what it has turned into. While all of this is happening, before we return to that, you know, in one moment, I'm going to show you the reaction that a British citizen had visiting, and he was like, dude, this is one of the craziest things I've ever seen. But before we get there, let's take a look at what Donald Trump has been posting, because he posted this photo. This is what Gen Zers call being aura-mogged. I'll explain it in 1 second, but he's trying to compare himself at 20 and Obama at 18. Obama has way more aura. Aura means charisma or a visible like swag to him, right? Mogging means you are just outperforming somebody in any sector. You can be hair mogging somebody, means you have better hair. In this case, Obama is aura mogging Donald Trump. Why would Trump post this? Does he think that like he looks better in this? I think Obama has pretty good aura on the right side of the screen here. To continue, Donald Trump then posted the USA's new passport, which says, "Welcome, but be good." First of all, does it even make sense to put welcome on a passport? Like, don't you have to already be a citizen to get a passport in America? But number two, this is going to cost taxpayer dollars to produce en masse, and Americans aren't even going to be using this en masse. Thankfully, I don't want to be using this, but we are spending more money in Trump's grandiose wet dream of having his face on the passport with the signers of the Declaration on the Rights. Even Kim Jong-un would think this is a little bit too much, a little bit superfluous, a little bit too much of a show. What about this clip right here? This one is just kind of funny. It's a race that they were doing. That looks like one of the less harmful things in this fair, but this video right here honestly gave me the best perspective of it all, because I just want you to put yourself in the shoes of a foreign reporter or somebody from the UK who maybe visits every once in a while but isn't fully entrenched in American culture. Then you show up to this fair and you see the most diluted, the most raw, the worst possible form of Americanism possible. Watch.
I'm at the Great American State Fair in Washington, D.C., or as people are starting to call it, the American Scottish Willy Wonka Experience.
But we're going to have special performances, patriotic music, high-tech demonstrations, and even an old-fashioned rodeo. I love rodeo.
High-tech demonstrations, like the Ferris wheel falling apart? What the hell?
Patriotic music, high-tech demonstrations, and even an old-fashioned rodeo. I love rodeo.
It's the end of...
One of the headline events announced by Donald Trump's 250th anniversary committee was the Great American State Fair. It's to take place here on the National Mall. It's 2 weeks, and it's a celebration of all things American, with stands representing all 50 states, a 100-foot-tall Ferris wheel, and a rodeo. And I really wanted to love this event. It's right up my alley. But it's kind of rubbish. In fact, it's a bit like the Scottish Willy Wonka experience, but on a larger scale. And when I say larger scale, it's stretched over 3 fields the size of this one. If you wanted to visit the stands of all 50 states, you'd have to walk about 3 miles. Each state has got its own little room, which is mercifully air-conditioned. But the quality of the exhibits is somewhat inconsistent. Wyoming gets a shout-out because they let you try lassoing chairs with horns on them. On the other hand, a lot of the booths are just rooms with a couple of posters and some chairs.
Oh my god, the Maine one is just 2 chairs and it says Maine in the background. What did Maine do? Why don't they get a cooler exhibit?
Lucky. Every government department has its own booth as well. And let me tell you, the Homeland Security booth is a barrel of laughs.
You will catch me at the Homeland Security booth. I'm just playing. Why would anyone go there?
At the end of each field, there's a big exhibition. But there's no particular theme to any of it. It's just, you know, whoever they could get to turn up. One of the biggest exhibitions by an artist who only ever paints the American flag. And he's come to do a live painting of a new work of art of the American flag. If you go right up to the other end, which is, you know, a fair old walk, there's a place where there's a booth from Truth Social, SpaceX and TikTok right next to each other. And there are a few cool things to see, don't get me wrong. It's just that they're very, very far apart. There's a sort of middle bit as well, where most of the stands are from the weird organisations you only normally see at conferences like CPAC. I've been here a couple of hours, I've already had someone stop me and offer to pray for me. And I'm not at all opposed to people praying for me, but there is really no need to tell me you're doing it. And then there's this.
At least it was someone telling you they were praying for you, and not this guy coming up to you that was accused of masturbating at Trump's Great American Fair. This actually leads me to the question, what was he masturbating at? Which exhibit? Was it the failed Ferris wheel? Was it the melted ice cream? Was it the woman getting baptized? What is this freak thinking? But to continue with Mikey, the British guy.
Weird Timu miniature version of Trump's triumphal arch, which they couldn't even be bothered to decorate all the way around. Oh, also, the rodeo only happens once a day and I missed it. And the Ferris wheel is suffering from a power failure and hasn't been working all day. And be honest, you've seen how well the reflecting pool's going. If you knew Donald Trump had anything to do with that Ferris wheel, would you get on it? And in case you think I'm just being mean about all this, look behind me. This is one of the big pavilions where some of the larger exhibits are. And at the top of these columns, there's supposed to be, like, stuff happening at the top. There's nothing to suggest what's actually in these sort of giant tents, and they just haven't finished building it. There's nothing on top. It's supposed to look like one of them, but instead it looks like that. Mostly it's just really disappointing.
Oh, I see what you're saying now. Wait a minute. I didn't realize it at first. Look at, there's literally columns that have nothing on top of them. They're not supporting anything. What?
Mostly it's just really disappointing. I've always wanted to go to a state fair and I've never been able to. They always seem like they're full of life. There's loads of animals there and brilliant food and like local delicacies and fried stuff on sticks. And there's none of that here. The food is like burgers and tacos. The drinks are Coke and Budweiser. And everyone's just kind of wandering around, looking a bit bored.
I mean, I don't know what else we expected. Donald Trump put his name on the Kennedy Center. It got taken down. He tried to rebuild the ballroom. It's failing and going way over budget. The reflecting pool immediately was filled with algae, and they had to drain it again because Trump blamed it on some vandalists. And now there's a state fair that is so underbuilt that I'm learning some lessons from it. Number one, don't overpromise when you can't deliver. Number two, never ever trust Donald Trump's buildings or creation, no matter how much he calls himself a builder. And number three, never masturbate at a state fair or a national fair, I guess. Sorry to be vulgar, but if you appreciate these videos and you appreciate the breakdowns on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe below. You can boost this video and share it around. You can leave comments. It would genuinely mean the world. I love all of you. I'll see you in the next video, and peace out.